We're not far away now from the midterm elections and election day, the beginning of November. On the California ballot, of course, Proposition 6, which would repeal the 12-cent a gallon gas tax in California. The president of the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, John Kupal, is here, and he says, vote yes on Prop 6. Good morning, John.
Good morning. How are you?
I am fine. Thanks very much. And the polls are interesting when it comes to this issue. Sounds like right now the majority of people are voting against Prop 6. But what say you about its importance?
Well, first of all, that's one poll. The polling that we've seen is very favorable, and that is particularly true if people understand that Prop 6 is the repeal of last year's gas tax that was passed by the legislature and signed by the governor without a vote of the people. I think what the negative polling indicates is when the official ballot label is read to people, and of course that was a phrase written by the Attorney General, who has been extremely hostile to the interests of taxpayers. So if people just read the ballot label, I think we're in trouble. But if people understand that Prop 6 is the repeal of the gas tax, we're in good stead. And also, it's the other material in the ballot pamphlet, particularly the arguments. I mean, we've got one of our signatories is a former director of Caltrans who highlights the waste, fraud, and abuse that's in Caltrans right now. And he indicated, as many have, that higher taxes are not necessary to take care of our roads. And we concede, in fact, we would argue that California's infrastructure and our roads and highways need a lot of work. They're
well, that's good
state.
That you agree with that part, because it's hard ignore.
But your listeners need to understand that if Proposition 6 passes, we return to a point in time where California still has the fifth highest gas tax in the nation. Right now, we have either the first or second, depending on how you calculate it. And we would argue that if we have the fifth highest gas tax in the nation, we can take care of our roads. And there were several proposals having to deal with transportation reforms, having labor reforms, environmental reforms, that would allow us to take care of our roads and highways with existing revenues. But, you know, the politicians in Sacramento, their default position is, let's have a higher tax. We already have the highest income tax rate in America, 13.3%. We have the highest state sales tax rate in America, and we don't need to have the highest gas tax, particularly because of its negative impacts on middle class and working Californians.
What about, John, the projects that are so big and so important for us here in the Bay Area that this gas tax is meant to be earmarked for?
Well, I think people need to be very careful about kind of the threats and extortion that's going on out there. You know, Caltrans has these signs out that say, this project being financed by Senate Bill 1, that's the tax increase, and they're being ordered to change those signs because that's blatant electioneering by a state agency, and they're just not allowed to do that. In fact, today we'll be announcing an investigation by the Office of Inspector General at the federal level, who oversees federal transportation funds. We've seen some very negative campaign tactics here, but there are a lot of projects in the Bay Area, and again, we're paying a lot as Californians in gas taxes and car taxes. Keep in mind, I would urge your listeners to look at what you paid in your car tax last year, and if you received a recent bill, you will see it as nearly doubled. So, again, I think we need radical reforms. Let me give you one example. The legislative analyst indicated that Caltrans was overstaffed by 3,500 engineers, costing about $500 million a year. These are the kinds of things that we need to address prior to asking Californians to shell out more money than they already are.
Yeah, we're already shelling it out, though, the extra 12 cents a gallon. But, John, can you speak to this? I know some say that the Republicans are really beating the drum on yes on 6, hoping that this will get people to the polls in November where they might be inclined to vote for John Cox for governor and Republicans for other open seats in the House.
Yeah, I think it's a great issue for anybody running for elective office, but I don't think it's limited to Republicans. I know that a couple Democratic challengers to Republican members of Congress down in Southern California have embraced Proposition 6, and they do so, I would hope, for legitimate policy reasons, and saying that, look, California has lost 1.2 million people in the last 8 years in net domestic outmigration. People cannot afford to live here. This is a cost of living issue. And so I think whether one is a Republican or Democrat, if you're concerned with the cost of living, these ever-increasing taxes, fees, charges, and assessments are what's killing the middle class in California.
And final question, John, to you this morning. Who is behind, who's paying for all of the advertising, et cetera, for Yes on 6?
We are truly a grassroots organization. We did receive some startup funds from Governor Cox, but Carl DeMaio's Reform California has been a leader in this. That's almost all grassroots. Our radio buy that we have out there right now, we are all grassroots. We typically get money, donations under $25. We have 200,000 members, and many of them who joined us because of Prop 13 are viewing this gas tax issue as kind of like Prop 13. This gas tax increase was an attack on the middle class, and I think a lot of people want to strike back.
Just one tiny note, he's not Governor Cox quite yet. But
Was that wishful thinking? Was that a Freudian slip or what?
I would call it a Freudian slip, yeah, for
okay.
you. All right, John, thanks so much for being with us this morning. We appreciate that.
You're very welcome.
That's John Kupal, president of the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. He is Yes on 6.